So Leitchik thought that this is the pshat in the Gemara. How do you know the din that ein mekatshin es hachadish balaylo? Where does that derive from? So before you look in the Gemara, you say, of course, Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done by a Bezdin. And we learn out from various psukim in Sanhedrin that a Bezdin cannot convene balaylo. If a Bezdin began to convene by Yom, if the Kriyas HaBezdin, Chilas Yeshivas HaBezdin was by Yom, then Dona by Yom, the Dona balaylo, the Bezdin can continue to function into the middle of the night. But you can't have a Chilas, Kriyas, Yeshivas, Bezdin in the middle of the Laila. The Gemara learns out from psukim like that. So one should have said that that's the source for this idea. You can't have Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla. So you look in the Gemara Sanhedrin, the first day, Gemara has a different pasuk. Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Sanhedrin. Gemara quotes, Tikka b'chayr shayif ha'bakesa liyam chageinu k'chok li'yisrael v'mishpot alakei Yaakov. The Gemara says, when is Tikka b'chayr shayif? When do you blow shayif on Rosh Chodesh? B'kesa liyam chageinu. If it's Yom, if it's Rosh Hashanah. The other Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shayif. Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lekei Yaakov, because the Bezdin has declared it as Rosh Chodesh. Chok li Yisrael hu means the Bezdin declared it as Rosh Chodesh, and when and the declaration of Rosh Chodesh is like a mishpat. So just like mishpat is bayom, so too the declaring it as Rosh Chodesh has to be bayom. So the Gemara had to have a different pasuk. What do you need a different pasuk? What's wrong with the pasuk that says that a Bezdin has to always be convened bayom? He can't convene a Bezdin balayva. So it would appear from the Gemara that this is an independent halacha. A mekatshin es hachodesh balayla even applies in an instance where you don't need a bezin at all. Even bizman hazeh, with a bezin, doesn't make it into Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam understands, not like the Ramban. A man thinks that Hillel Hashem already convened a bezin 1500 years ago, and he already was mekatshin ole Rosh Chodesh mavlosi lova adiyaz girl setting. But the Rambam, the Ramban writes this in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam does not write like that. The Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvot, you shouldn't think that we today who live in Chutzlot relying on our own calculations. No, we rely on the calculations that were made by the Klal Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael, and their determining as Rosh Chodesh makes it into Rosh Chodesh. So what do they do in Eretz Yisrael? They don't declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. They do this Hanhoge. They have this Nihug of reciting Yalav Yavo in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the home Nihug of Rosh Chodesh. So apparently the nihug that makes it into Rosh Chodesh, the nihug of the Klal Yisrael Sheberet Yisrael that makes it into Rosh Chodesh, is the reciting of the Yalav Yavah Bayoyim. Not the reciting of the Yalav Yavah Balayla, because we learn from a pasuk, Yichok Li Yisrael Hum Mishpat Alakei Yankiv, that the making it into Rosh Chodesh has to be done Bayoyim, not only because there's no Kriyas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla, even if you're declaring it as Rosh Chodesh, not to that path, not through the Kayach of Bezin. You're declaring Klal Yisrael took it back. There is no longer any smuchim. There's no Bezin Agadol. There's no smuchim anymore. So Klal Yisrael took back the right and the obligation to determine when Rosh Chodesh is. So the reciting of the Yalav Yavoi in the Shemoneh Esrei is what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. That's only the Yalav Yavoi Bayoy. The Yalav Yavoi Balayla is not making it into Rosh Chodesh. So why do you bother to say Yalav Yavoi Balayla at all when you daven Ma'ariv? So what do you have to say, Yalav Yavah? So the Rav pointed out, no, that's a different Gemara. Amen. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter Samaches. So the Gemara asks a question, Vichei Bayom Avarcha Mosa Balayla. Eim Avarcha Mosa, you only praise HaKadosh Baruch in the daytime. You don't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balayla. Ela, the first very wide line. You have narrow lines and wide lines and very wide lines. So the first very wide line on the daf, Ela Loi Malach, B'chol Yom Yom Tein Lamein B'chosev Shal Yom. So Rashi explains what it means is, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, if it's Shabbos, if it's Rosh Chodesh, if it's Yontif, if it's Chalamot, you should mention this in the davening and mention it in the Bichas HaMozen. You should incorporate a Haskara of the Kedushas HaYom in the Tefillah and in the Bichas HaMozen. So that's the din of Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. That's what's called in Shulchan Aruch, Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'orah. To mention the fact that the day is unique. There's something special about the day. So the question is, this halacha, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, is this only l'chatzila or is it even b'riyadah? If a person benches, a person davens. And if he didn't mention Shabbos, he didn't mention Yom. So he says, he's not yet to the davening, he's not yet to the benching. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. No, you see the Feirush in the Gemara that it's not so. The Gemara says on Memtes on the days, that's in the middle of the Perek about benching, Shlosh Yishachlu. So the Gemara says that if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed in the benching, he does not have to repeat the benching. Why not? Because he wasn't mechuyav to have bread in the first place. You're not permitted to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you're not obligated to have the Suddus Rosh Chodesh. True, the Chassidim have the Suddus Rosh Chodesh, but that's the klal. Whenever the Chassidim do it, the Misnagdim don't do it, so that means that it's only Amidus Chassidus. So what does it have to do? The Gemara says on Shabbos and Yom Tov, since you're obligated to have a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Yom Tov, so if one forgot to save it, say Yalav Yalav, you have to bench over again. But on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you don't have to. And then Taisus says, what about Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos? And the Taisus has it a few places. An idea that Shalashudas he can be yetzer without dread, without pas, he can be yetzer with mini targima, it's also called a suda, with having a snack. So since if you would have not wanted to, many Rishonim hold that you could have been yetzer Shalashudas without washing for bread, so even if you did wash for bread, but you can't say that you're not yetzer the suda without saying Yalav Yavai, you're yetzer even without Yalav Yavai. So then she can explain on this Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? That on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you got to say Yalav Yavai, you have to bench over. Shalashu, this Taisus is Meikol, you don't have to bench over. Because it's the same as Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed. What's going on over here? So he said like this. The Gemara in the beginning of Arbei Pesachim says that the Anshei Knes HaGedolah were the ones who composed all the brachas and all the tefillas and so on. So the Gemara says they instituted that we should recite Kiddush and Havdalah twice. We say Kiddush and Havdalah b'tefillah. When you daven the Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv, on Leil Shabbos Yom Tov, the Metzoy Shabbos, the Metzoy Yom Tov, he said, Atachan Antono, so he said Kiddush and Havdalah B'Tfilah. And then, even though he said Kiddush B'Tfilah, he should repeat again Kiddush Alakos. Even though he said Havdalah B'Tfilah, he should repeat again the Havdalah Alakos. What is that all about, the Havdalah Alakos or the Kiddush Alakos? So we know, when you get married, so you recite under the chuppah, you recite the Birch HaSerison over a cup of wine. When you have a bris, so you recite Asher Kiddush, you did the Betzer over a cup of wine. That's, when you put on tefillin, you don't say the bracha of Haniach tefillin over a cup of wine. Some brachas make sense to recite over a cup of wine. And some you don't say over a bracha alakos. So Kiddush and Havdalah are from those brachas that the Chachamim were misakin that you should recite a bracha alakos. Fine. So in addition to the Kiddush b'tefillin, the Havdalah b'tefillin, the Anshei Knes HaGedolah were misakin that these are from the category of brachas that will be enhanced if they will be recited alayan. Igmar says that Shehechiyonu, strictly speaking, Igmar says in Erez and Dafnem and Shehechiyonu is called the Bracha of Zman, because say La Zman Azeh. The Gemara calls the Bracha of Zman can really be recited Shehechiyonu Amar Afilu Bashuk. You can say the Bracha while you're walking in the street also. But since we're going to say Kiddush on Leil Yom Tov, and we're going to say the Kiddush Alakos, they may as well enhance the Chashivas of the Bracha of Shehechiyonu and say it at the end of the Kiddush. So it'll also be considered a bracha alakos. It wouldn't say, Anatilas Lulav alakos. They don't recommend Linsata Betzitzus alakos. But the Shechyonim alakos enhances the Hashivas of Adigre Kachden. Mar has a whole discussion then, Erev and Daf Mem and Beis. Why don't we say Shechyonim on Leil Yom Kippur alakos? We don't say Kiddush. We don't say Kiddush alakos on Leil Yom Kippur. We just say Kiddush betzvila. But we do say Shechyonim right after Kol Nidre. The Chazan said everybody together says Shechyonim. The Gemara says, why don't we say Shechyonim alakos? The Gemara says, well, someone has to drink the wine. The Gemara says, why not give it to a child? The Gemara says, a whole discussion why you don't say, why shouldn't we enhance the Hashivas of the Shechyonim on Leil Yom Kippur by reciting it alakos? So the fine. So now the Gemara has in the beginning of Arbei Pesachim, the Gemara has a machlokes, a dispute between Rabbi Shmuel. Is there a requirement for Kiddush b'makom suda or not? Do you have to recite the Kiddush in the same place immediately before you eat the meal? Or can you recite the Kiddush in shul? The Chazan says Kiddush in shul, and everybody goes home, and they don't have to repeat the Kiddush. So we pass the halacha that that's not sufficient. The Kiddush in shul, you might say the one takana. You might say the takana Kiddush b'tfilah. When we said Ma'ariv, we might say Kiddush b'tfilah. If you say Kiddush in shul, you'd be might say Kiddush alakos. But there's still something that Havdalah you can say in shul, and you might say. Just got to say Havdalah on to be might say to the might say the rest of the family. But strictly speaking, you can be out to Havdalah the Beisak Nesses. Havdalah does not require a Makom Suda, but Kiddush does require a Makom Suda. Manishtana, what happens over here? Why does Kiddush require a Makom Suda? Havdalah does not require a Makom Suda. So the Sefer Achinuch poses the question in Parshas Yisro on the Pasuk of Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekatcha in the Mitzvah Kiddush. He gives a funny answer. So Rav Soloveitchik gave his own answer. This was a whole Yahrzeit Rosh. So he gave the following explanation. Kiddush, in addition to being a bracha alakos, like when you get married and when you have a bris, you say a bracha alakos, is also for the purpose of being kaveh de suda, l'shem suda shabbos. That's how we pass it. The other opinion, the Gemara does not require kiddush b'makom suda. So just a bracha alakos, like you say b'chaseris on alakos, you say sheva brachas alakos, you say the bracha b'ad bris alakos, so the kiddush and avdol should be alakos. And we paskin know, havdol alakos is a brach alakos. Kiddush alayayin is not only an inyan of brach alakos, it's an added feature. It's an added inyan. The hainu, to be kaveh the suudah l'shem suudah shamas. So that applies, you have to do something at the beginning of the meal, at the end of the meal, to sandwich in the meal, that this, you have to be kaveh the meal in the beginning and the end, that this is hereby declared as a Suda Shabbos. So we do this on Friday night and Shabbos morning. We start the meal with Kiddush, and we end the meal with the Birchas Hamazon and with the Ritzei. If you don't say Kiddush, so the Suda, you're not getting to the Suda Suda Shabbos. If you'll bench and you'll forget Ritzei, you'll be getting to Birchas Hamazon. So the whole requirement to say Ritzei is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom. It's not a din in Hilchus Birchas Hamazon. It's a din in Haskaras. Haskaras meyein amara. So if you'll bench and you leave out Ritzei all the other, it doesn't mean that you're not yotzei the benching. Everybody was yotzei the benching fully. The word is that you're not yotzei the suda. So let's say Friday night, a lil yantav, a person eats a whole elaborate meal, stuff ready to plot, and then he benches and he forgot to say Ritzei all the other. So he has a choice now, Rav Soloveitchik, he has a choice. He wasn't yotzei the suda. So now if he wants, he can say Kiddush again, eat another suda, and then bench, and hope and pray that he doesn't forget Ritzei Yalviyahu the second time. Or the rabbis will make him, if he wants to, we will allow him to repeat the benching and not require of him that he has to eat over the whole meal. That's a kula. We give you a break that we allow. We just tell you, you weren't yotzei the suda, because to be yotzei the suda, you have to have Kiddush in the beginning, and the Haskaras Kedusha Sayyam at the end, to sandwich in the meal. Leil Shabbos and Shabbos morning. Shalosh Sudas is not the same. You don't say Kiddush in the beginning. You don't have to say Ritzei at the end, because even Minei Targum is good. So the Shalosh Sudas is different, because you only have Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos. You don't have on Yom Tov. That's a week pass. And the Rambam holds you need Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov also. But we don't follow the Rambam. We have a Talmud Yerushalmi and Maseches Maaseh Sheni against the Rambam. So we hold that the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov. It's only a din on Shabbos. It's only Zeicha Lamon, so Minei Targum is also good, so we're not so strict with the Suda Shlishi. So you neither need the Kiddush in advance, nor do you need the Haskaras Me'an Amar at the end. But the first two meals, the Leil Shabbos, and the first meal on Shabbos morning, you need two things to be kaveyet as a Suda Shabbos. You have to have the Kiddush B'mok Masuda immediately before. Kiddush has to be recited in the same location without any pausing either. You shouldn't have a whole conversation for an hour in between the Kiddush and then the meal. You should go right after you sip the Kiddush. You have to go right away immediately to wash. Unless you have 100 guests, it's going to take forever anyway. I remember the one summer that we learned in Lakewood, Rabbi Pendler sent a whole group of people. This was, I was only bar mitzvah, I was only 13 years old. So he sent a whole group of people. Lakewood was a tiny little yeshiva, so he sent a group of boys to be Mechazik Lakewood. To be Mechazik Lakewood. So I remember there were 75 guys there or so. So some of the guys stepped and they learned. After they made Kiddush, the summer night, opened up the Mishnah Berurah, tomorrow they started learning, because they knew, what are they going to wait online and talk Lashon Hara and shmooze away? So they knew they had 10 minutes. There's only one thing to watch. It's a little two by nothing, the whole Lakewood. So they're going to wait anyway 10, 15 minutes. So they waited, and they were learning. Okay, so you have no choice. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a violation of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokom Suda to learn something else or to carry on a conversation. But if you can go to the kitchen right away and wash, then go wash. Well, what are you waiting for? That's a violation of Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. So on Leil Shabbos and Shabbos morning, you need both. You need the Kiddush immediately prior to the Suda, and then you need the Haskaras Me'am Mor at the end of the meal. And if you forget to say the Ritzei or the Yalav Yavoi, it's not about that you're not going to the bench and you have to bench over. No, he quoted the Tshuvas Rashi that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you have three people eating together on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they bench Mezumah and all three forgot to say Ritzei, and all three have to bench over again. So do they bench Mezumah the second time? So Rashi says, no, because they were yotzei benching already. They were yotzei benching. Mezumin is a Gemara. Mezumin is only if you didn't bench yet. The Gemara has a case. There were in Shlosh Shachu. There were three people who ate. And they couldn't decide that you're supposed to be mechaber, the greatest Talmud Chacham, to bench Mezumin. They had a machlokes, who's the greatest Talmud Chacham? Each one gehalten that he's the greatest Talmud Chacham. So they decided no Mezumin. So they didn't bench Mezumin. Each one benched on his own. Then someone came in and he said, idiot! So you pick someone arbitrarily to bench Mezumin. So I said, okay, let's bench over now and say Mezumin. So Gemara says, you lost it. You can't bench Mezumin. It's already Pocket the Zimun. Once you're used to the benching, you can't bench Mezumin again. So Rashi writes in the Shuvah that if three people bench together on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and all three forgot to say Ritzei Yalav Yavo, and all three have to repeat the benching, they don't bench Mezumin again. He says, they were yotzei the benching again. They're only repeating the benching. We give them a break. We're makel. They're not yotzei the Suda Shabbos or the Suda Yom Tov. We are makel that if we allow them to repeat the benching, we don't consider it a bracha labatola, even though they were yotzei benshin. We permit them to repeat the bracha rather than require them they should say kiddush again and eat another meal. They're ready to plot, they're ready to eat so much in the first meal, so we're makel that they can say over the bichas hamazon and mention the haskaras to the shalem. But since mitam bichas hamazon, they're not mechuyav, so that's why there's no zimun. So that's what the Rav explains regarding the Yalav Yovah and the Shemona Esrei also. Just like Baruch Hashem Yom and the Bichas HaMazon, B'chol Yovah Yom Tein Lamein B'chol Yisrael Shal Yom, you have to mention the Haskaras Hayom, but if you forgot to say it, say Yalav Yovah, you yotze the benching. In Shal Shudas, you yotze everything. You don't even have to bench over again. Leil Shabbos and Shabbos morning, we would require you to bench over because otherwise you won't be yotze the Suda. So if you forget to say Yalav Yovah Yom Rosh Chodesh, in the davening, it's not the word is that you're not yotzei the davening. No, you're yotzei the davening. There's nothing wrong. You're yotzei the davening. The only thing is that there's something else that you're not yotzei. Fan leil rosh chodesh, that's all it is. Haskarat yalav yavah, leil rosh chodesh is only because of ein amara. Rosh chodesh in the daytime, the Gemara says, there's an additional linyan, namely the kviyas rosh chodesh. The kviyas rosh chodesh. That's what it means. Hey, the kashan is a chodesh balaylo is the reason why you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei on Myrith or Rosh Chodesh if you forgot the Alav Yavai. It doesn't mean because the Bezin didn't yet make it Rosh Chodesh, they're not going to make it till tomorrow morning. What is going to help? They didn't make it till tomorrow morning. But what's it going to declare tomorrow morning as Rosh Chodesh? It's going to become Rosh Chodesh Mila Machreya. When the Bezin declares tomorrow morning as Rosh Hashanah, so you were allowed to do Malacha up until the time that they Leil Rosh Hashanah, you can do all the Malacha you want. Until now, once they're going to declare the day as Rosh Chodesh, it's going to become Rosh Chodesh Mila Machreya. So what do you mean that they didn't declare it yet as Rosh Chodesh? And therefore, Nish Geselach is not so bad if you forget to say Yalav Yovah. Why is it not so bad? It's going to become Rosh Chodesh Mila Machreya. The answer is, it's not a word, it's incomplete Rosh Chodesh, not yet Rosh Chodesh. No, it's 100% that it already is Rosh Chodesh. We know it's Rosh Chodesh. But what the Gemara means to say is that that's a separate halacha. And Mikachan is a Chodesh Balayla is not only a din and bezin, it's even when the Tzibur took back the responsibility, the obligation to declare to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh, like this man says, there's no longer a bezin on gadol. Declaring it as Rosh Chodesh, so the Klal Yisrael should Eretz Yisrael. We live in Chutz Lord, we'll have to work on that in a minute. So the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are making it into Rosh Chodesh house. So by their being noheg it as Rosh Chodesh, how do they noheg? By their reciting of Yalav Yovah. So if they daven Shachris and Minche on Rosh Chodesh, they forgot Yalav Yovah, they yotze the davening. But they weren't yotze the chiyuv to make the day into Rosh Chodesh. Every yachid has to participate in being kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. So the Chachamim permit you, and the Melech, they say it's not a bracha levatola if you'll repeat the Shemana Esrei. So the Melech, they require of you to repeat the Shemana Esrei a second time with the mentioning of the Kedushas Hayayim in order to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh, just like we allow you to repeat the benching. Not that you weren't yotze the benching the first time. You were yotze the benching the first time. We allow you to repeat the benching in order to be yotze the suda. That in order to be kaveh the suda that you just finished, the same Shudah Shabbos. So we allow you and require of you to repeat the Shemana Esrei. If you forgot the Yalav Yavri on Rosh Chodesh in the daytime, we allow you and require of you to repeat the Shemana Esrei in order to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. On Leil Rosh Chodesh, that doesn't apply, because Leil Rosh Chodesh, the Haskaras Rosh Chodesh, is only the Torah's main Amayra. That's like Shalosh Shudas. By Shalosh Shudas, the mentioning of Ritzei is not to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Shudas. It could have been a Mine Tagim. It didn't have to be passed at all. So since the mentioning of the Ritzei and the benching on Shalosh Shudas is not needed to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Shudas, you don't need the Kiddush in advance, you don't need the Haskaras Ritzei at the end. So if you forgot to say, you say the benching, you don't have to repeat it. So Leil Rosh Chodesh is the same as the benching by Shalosh Shudas. That Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is not Le'ikuvah. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that this is the basis of the din, and that's why the din even applies to the Zman Hazeh. Not only did the din apply in the days of Rav, Rav lived before the days of Abai Barova. Not only did the din apply then, that whoever forgets Yalav Yavah doesn't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei by Ma'ariv, because it hasn't yet been declared as Rosh Chodesh, which we really don't understand what it ever meant, what it ever means. So he said, no, that's what it always meant. It means that by the people's reciting of Yalav Yavah, in the davening, that's what kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. Why don't you say the same thing, that people's reciting Yalav Yavah in the benching should be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh, and you should say that whoever forgets Yalav Yavah in benching should have to bench again in order to be kaveh the day, not in order to be yotzei bichas hamazon. Bichas hamazon yotzei anyway. Why don't you have to repeat the benching in order to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara asked that question, and then Tesh and Bei. The Gemara says, no. He does not eat bread b'chlal. He could eat a banana. He could eat yogurt on Rosh Chodesh. There's a din, you're not allowed to fast. But there's no requirement to eat pasta. You can't say the Chachamim required of everyone that they have to say Yalav Yova in order to be kaveh, and benching in order to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to have Yalav Yova and benching at all. You don't have to bench at all. But davening, everybody has to daven. So the reciting of Yalav Yova and the davening, that's needed. That's why you have to repeat the davening in order to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik, that's what he said in the Yotz HaZrosh. This is a collection of different Yotzei Droshes. I don't know, today I was surprised. I started to look this up in the printed collection of Yotzei Droshes. These are five different Yotzei Droshes. I thought this was all in one Drosha. I don't understand why, in the middle of the Drosha that I'm saying over about the Yalav Yavli and the Myrus and the Shmoneser, Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur about why do you say Gantz Halal on each day of Chalamay Tzukas and each day of Chalamay Pesach. I don't understand why he said that in that shiur. What did it have to do? These things should have been together. These are five different shiurim. This is all mamish the same thing, Kiddush Mamakum Studa. All of these are all the same thing. So Rav Soloveitchik apparently was bothered. This is what I dawned upon me on Erev Yom Tov. Rav Soloveitchik was bothered. So why do you have to repeat the davening on Chalamay? If you forgot Yalav Yalav Chalamay, why do you have to repeat the davening? The answer is because the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is only lachatchila. It's not miyasebiri yavet. So why do you have to repeat the davening? You have to say again because the reciting of Yalav Yavoi in the Shemoneh Esrei for the purpose of being kaveh the day as Chalamay. You have to be kaveh the day as Chalamay. What is that? A new story. You be kaveh Rosh Chodesh. Once you kaveh Rosh Chodesh, the Meila is going to become Pesach Meila. It'll be Chalamay. So that's what was bothering him. That's why he said the Ikar Pshat is the Rashbo who says in the name of the Ravid by Dabba Moshe's Mayadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael that Mayadei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezen. Then Shabbos Bereishis Tzrichin Kiddush Bezen. So all the standard Mefarshim learn the Mayadim don't need Kiddush Bezen. Bezen never declared anything on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, on Yom Kippur. Well, they don't declare today's Yom Kippur, today's Sukkot, today's Pesach. They declare when Rosh Chodesh is in the mail. Everything rolls on automatically. So he said, no, the Ikar Pshat is what the Rashbo quoted them. I didn't understand. Why such a mudman? We never heard of that anywhere. The answer is because according to his interpretation of why you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh if one forgets Yalav Yavai, why? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is only a din l'chatchila b'deyevad yiyot to the benching b'deyevad yiyot to the davening. So what do you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? So he gave this whole interpretation in the Gemara. The reason why you have to repeat it, is in order to be kaveh the day as Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So he understood you have to be kaveh every day of Yom Tov also. So when you had a bezdin, the bezdin was by Davin Moshe's Meyadei Hashem. It doesn't say by Davin Moshe's Rosh Chodeshim. Moshe was Mekadosh all the Yom Tov. When it came Pesach, Chalamay, every day he said today is Chalamay, and today is Yom Tov, and today is Shavuos, and today is Sukkot. So we today, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael at least, we'll get to us, we live in America, at least the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have to carry on. We no longer have the Bez Nagodol doing this, and the Bez Nagodol in the first place did it only as representing Klal Yisrael. So Bizman Azed and Mitzvah reverted back to the Bnei Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, and Mitzvah says, say, Chuf Nun Gimel. So today, this responsibility is returned back to the Bnei Yisrael, so the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael have to be Mekadesh, the Yomim Tovim, by declaring the day as a Yom HaKodesh. Yeah, but this is a wonderful pshat, Nicha Rosh Chodesh, and Nicha Chalamayit and Yom Tov. How do you explain Shabbos? If a person davens on Shabbos and he says the Vachat Yishman Esri, why does he have to daven over again? The Gemara has a brisa in Tanam Adlikin, Adav Chobdal and Adav and work with the Sefta. That Yomim Sheyesh Bohem Korban Musaf on Shabbos and Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh Chalamayit, then he says, so you're supposed to mention Kedushas Hayom in the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say Kedushas Hayom. Lo Yomar Machzir Moses. He doesn't say you have to daven over again. Shabbos, what does he have to daven over? Vayari Hashem Tzichin Kiddush Ben. Shabbos Bereishis doesn't need. By Baruch Alekim and Tzamash Shemoneh by Kaddish Oseh, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Mekaddish all the future Shabbos in Liyar Lavoy. So why does anybody ever have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos if he didn't? He said a Bachatik Shemoneh Esrei. So why isn't he Yom Tov? Why does he have to repeat it? So the Rav was forced into assuming, not like that, Ramor. He said, oh no! The halacha that says that he yotzei the davening, that's only if you said the right nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, and you forgot to mention the Haskara. But then we say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that's lechatchila you're supposed to say. If you didn't say it, so you weren't yaitzah. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. They weren't yaitzah this chiyuv of haskaras mein amor, but you're still yaitzah the davening. But if the guy's going to daven, avochadikishman esri haShabbos and Yom Tov, forget about Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you can say you have to repeat it because of the chiyuv of mayar Hashem, tzich and kiddush bez, and Yom Tov is like Gora from Chalamad. What are you going to explain on Shabbos? Why do you have to repeat the shman esri on Shabbos? So he said, no, on Shabbos, the Chan Sheknes Hagdal Ubam Mesakin a different Nusach of the Bracha. Whenever it's a different Nusach of the Shmanesu. So he said the wrong Nusach of the Shmanesu. He said, there's no Safek. The Machlekes in the Tur, the Machlekes in the Levush, had a Paskin. If the Chazan said in Gansan, the Chazan on Shabbos, the Yontem morning, he said a Tfilos Kol. Do you say, well, he said a Shman Esrei, so you, Mishum Tircha de Tzibur, you don't require of him that he should repeat the Shman Esrei, let's just rely on the Balfila who's going to say the Musaf, or do you say, no, since he said the wrong Shman Esrei, he has to repeat the whole Chazoras HaShatav Shachris. So the Tur quoted the Machlekes, and the Levush quoted the Machlekes, Achreinim, how you should paskin, and the Ramon says, our Sofik brachas lahakam, so you don't repeat it. The Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it's not a Sofik, we don't paskin like that, Ramon. Mishnebura says, Sofik brachas lahakam, you paskin like the Ramon. No, you can't paskin like the Ramon, why not? According to his chart, of course you can't paskin like the Ramon. If he held the only reason why you have to repeat Shmona Esrei when you forgot to say Yalav Yovel, when you forgot to mention Kedushas Hayom, was in order to be the tefillah you are Yaitzeh. The only thing in that Yaitzeh is the being kovered the day as Rosh Chodesh, of being kovered the day as Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov also you need a kriyas. So how are you going to explain on Shabbos why you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? So the only hezbi you can give is because you said the wrong Nusach HaTefillah. It's in Gansan, there's nothing to discuss. Of course you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei if he said the wrong Nusach HaBracha. So once he was forced into assuming like that, so he says he thinks the Rababala Tatsvela is also wrong. Rababala Tatsvela thought that on the first night Rosh Hashanah, instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh, he says HaKel HaKadosh, he doesn't have to daven over Eimekachan Sachodesh Balayla. So he said, what has it got to do with Eimekachan Sachodesh Balayla? Not the wrong Nusach HaBracha. The Bracha is supposed to be HaMelech HaKadosh. If you say the wrong Nusach HaBracha, you're not the answer, period. Just like on Shabbos like that. He never explained it. He never explained what was bothering him. You can't pass like the Ramah. He never explained. You can't pass like Rababala Pasal. He gave the Svara Lechavik, but he never explained what the Hechrach is. This is his Hechrach. The way he interpreted this Gemara, what forces us to repeat the Shmona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, if you forgot the Yalav Yavoi, is not because you're not yotzeh the tefillah. The tefillah you're yotzeh then chavakai. You're just not yotzeh this obligation to be kaver the day as Rosh Chodesh, to kaver the day as Yom Tov, and even on Yom Tov you also need Kiddush Bezen. Bezen has to declare on Yom Tov today is Yom Tov, and today the Zman Hazeh Klal Yisrael took it back from the Bezen because there is no Bezen, so we have to do it again. This is a whole fantastic interpretation. The question that's left, however, is, the Rav points this out in a footnote in the Yortzeit Rosha. One of the five Yortzeit Rosha. I'm putting together five different Yortzeit Rosha. But in my mind, I remember these. This is all one theme. I don't understand why these are my five different Roshas. In my memory, this belongs in the same folder. So in the footnote in one of these Roshas, so he raises a question, which he says, you got to work on it. He raised the question, but the Rambam said in the Sefer HaMitzvot that it's only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav lives in Bavel. So what's going on? What do you mean? Rav lives in Bavel. Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael, then he moves to Bavel. So he's saying the din when he moves to Bavel. He didn't say the din when he lived in Eretz Yisrael as a student. But Rav Yudon Nasi wasn't making any piskei halacha. When he moved to Bavel, that's when he became he established the yeshiva, and he developed all of his shita. The Rav is saying in Bavel, for the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, that you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, and the way Rav Soloveitchik is interpreting, the reason why you have to repeat it is not because you're not Yotzei the Shmona Esrei. No, you are Yotzei the Shmona Esrei. You weren't Yotzei Yechid to be kaver the day as Rosh Chodesh, to be kaver the day as Yom Tov. What do you mean? But the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are not part of that. The Rambam says the favors that that's only for the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik in a footnote, one of these five Yotzei Rosh's points is set, and it leaves it hanging. I think when he gave a different shiur, he explained the terrors to this as well. He quotes, there is a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. So one half of the Tosefta is very famous, it appears in the Gemara, and the other half is less famous. The one half of the Tosefta that is famous from Maseches Avodah Zarah and from other Mesittas, the Gemara says, Ein gozim gzeira la tzibur elan kein rei va tzibur chalim lamed bodeh. The Bezen has no right to make a gzeira on the tzibur unless they feel that the tzibur is able to. and the tzibur has to be mekabelit. Let's say the bezin made a gzera, and they were guessing in advance, they think that tzibur will be able to observe this chumra midirabbanan, and then it just doesn't take. They see that the tzibur never accepted it. So Tzibur points out, the kama mekabelit, so it's just not chal. If they guessed wrong, they thought in advance that the tzibur would be able to observe this chumra midirabbanan, and they see it just doesn't fly. So nishti. So it comes out that the gzera is batel mevutel, it's not chal in the first place. So that's the famous half of the Tosefta that appears in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, "I'll see how ten kovim hagoy kulo." Only if it's hagoy kulo, if the whole Klal Yisrael together were accepted this zera d'rabbanan, then it's chal. If it's not hagoy kulo, then it's not. The Gemara in Ari is, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Then the other half of the Tosefta is very talmudic. It says the bezmin should only declare kiddush hachodesh and ibra shana if the tzibur will be maskim. Mazeh? The Bezin should only declare Ibar Hashanah. The Tosefta doesn't mention Kiddush HaChodesh. Ibar Hashanah is going to throw people off a whole month off. Look, I made reservations to come to Yerushalayim. I arranged for the work in the office and everything to go to Yerushalayim. Then the last minute they declare Shana Mubaris. Throws everything off. So what do you mean? I'm going to take off a month and a half? You can't. So Ibar Hashanah is going to throw people off. Kiddush HaChodesh, how much is going to be? Either today or tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Not that much of a difference. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, even on the Tosefta, it's not mentioned, but it's self-understood that it applies. But the Tosefta only says, "Ein bezin yecholim la'abras hashana," Elin came right by tzibi yecholim la'amidvay. But the din applies also to Kiddush HaChodesh. Not mentioned because why should it pose any problems? But in case it will pose problems for some reason or another, so then the same din applies there. So what kind of a din is that? Ein mekatchen hashachodesh, ein me'abras hashana, Elin came right by tzibi yecholim la'amidvay. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that din. He explained it based on his whole theory, the whole idea that he developed, that the koyach of the bezin, based on this Rambam, the Sefer, the whole koyach of the bezin, and declaring Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah is not bezin, the Torah's bezin from Parsha Shoftim, is bezin, the Torah's representatives of the Klal Yisrael, like the Congress represents the Das Reivat Tzir, Das Reivat Kohol, from the Parsha Mahaloitcha. Etzul Ishiz Misha Sheidait became Sikhne Ha'am the Shoftra, the representatives of the Klal Yisrael. So since the koyach of the bezin in declaring Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah is not an independent koyach bezin mitaras bezin, bezin mitaras representing Klal Yisrael, so it has to be the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah has to be almanash yirtzu hatzibur. If the tzibur isn't going to agree, so it's no good. So true, so I think what you can answer is on this kasha that the Rav left hanging on the footnotes in the printed collection of the Yotzei Droshes. True, the Rambam says that this manazeh, the koyach of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar Hashanah goes back to the Klal Yisrael. Who's Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. All the Jews who live all over the world, we're the majority of the world Jewish population. More than 50% of the Jews live in Chutz Lords. But still, we're considered Yechidim. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Maseches Taanos in the end of the first parak. The Gemara says that all of the Jews who live in Chutz Lords are Yechidim Domo. They're only considered Yechidim. The Klal Yisrael as a Tzira for Umar, the klal is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Minchas Chinuch interprets the Gemara. The Gemara draws a contrast between the Nes Purim and the Nes Chanukah. Then on Nes Chanukah you recite Halal, on Nes Purim you don't recite Halal. So the Gemara says why? The Gemara gives three suggestions. Why should there be a contrast? So the Gemara says one of the three suggestions is that the Nes Chanukah was a Nes that occurred in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the Nes Purim which occurred in Chutzlot. So therefore, why should there be a difference between a nes that occurs in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to a nes that occurs in Chutz Lors? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes this Gemara in Tainus, that the people who live in Chutz Lors are considered ki Yechidim. So he says, if there's a nes that occurred to the Jews in Chutz Lors, that's a nes that happened to Yechidim. So because I had a nes, everybody should say hello. But a nes that occurs to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, even though they're only 5% of the world Jewish population, even though they're only 2% of the world Jewish population, whatever, that's considered a nes that occurs to the whole Klal Yisrael, because the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they constitute the Klal Yisrael. The Rav has a whole drasha in the Chamesh drasha, he has a whole drasha about this. We have several other halachas that depend on Klal Yisrael, have Korban Pesach. Tosis points out that only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are obligated to participate in Korban Pesach. We know for a fact that the Jews used to come from all over the world. They used to come from Asia and Europe and Africa. They would travel months in order to reach Yerushalayim to participate in Korban Pesach. But Tosis says that was optional. They weren't really obligated to. So why not? Why are you not mechuyev to? So the Mefarshim on the Tosis point out that the Talmud Yerushalmi says why. Because Korban Pesach is considered a Korban Tzibur. The Gemara Yuma says Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur. And the Tzibur is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz Lots are considered Ki Yechidim Domo. They're only considered Ki Yechidim. So true, Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Sukkos Nun Gimel, that Bizman Hazeh, that we no longer have a Bezin declaring Rosh Chodesh, or the obligation to declare Rosh Chodesh to be Noheg, Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, to make it into Rosh Chodesh, to make it into Yom Tov, reverts back to the Klal Yisrael. Who are the Klal Yisrael? The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but when the halacha says that the bezni should be mekadosh chadash ma'abashanim amarash yirtzu hakohol, means only amarash yirtzu hakohol in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say ein bezni yichalim ligzar gzeirel and kain reivat tibi yichalim lama, but only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael count. Let's say Jews in Eretz Yisrael, there are only Jews in Eretz Yisrael live in Bnei Barak and Meir Sharm. They love these chumas. Says wants to make another 100 chumas. They love it. But 98% of the Jews live in Chutzlort. They can't. It's hard enough to be religious. We work for a living. What do you mean? If you don't work for a living, it's very easy to have all the chumras. You got to work for a living. How can you have so many chumras? So the klal ain't bezni yichalim ligzak zerel kain rebat tibi yichalim lamed. But only goes on the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. And let's say 100% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are going gung ho for this chumra. And the 98% of the Jews who live in Chutzlort can't think. It's impossible. We can't observe this chumra. So the Pashto says, Hagoy Kulo, when you need Amarash Yaskimu HaTzibur, it's not enough Amarash Yaskimu HaTzibur Shibarit Yisrael. You need Amarash Yaskimu, all of Klal Yisrael, all over the world. True, the people who live in Chutz La'aretz are considered Kechidim though. But whenever you have the bit of Ein Gozer Mzera, Elam Kein Rabbi Tzibur Chalim Lamad, that means the whole Tzibur. So the second half of the Tosefta that says that you can't make Ibur Ashana, you can't make Kiddush HaChodesh, unless the whole Tzibur is Maskil, it means you have to have participation, the act. Bizman Hazeh, there's no Bezin declaring the Kodesh HaChodesh, and there's no Bezin declaring today. We hereby declare today is Pesach and today is Shavuos and today is Sukkot. We don't have that anymore. So we have to have Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael do that activity as they should do it B'Teres Klal Yisrael. So that only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So their observance of Yom Tov and their reciting of Yalav Yovah and Nishman Esrei and their observance of Rosh Chodesh by reciting Yalav Yovah and Nishman Esrei is what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. Okay. But you have to have Amrasha Yaskim or Kol HaKohalot. You need some participation of the Jews in Chutzpah. We're not the Iker. The Iker is the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, but you have to have our Haskama. So that's why Rab says, even though he lives in Babel, he says, if we're going to leave out Yalav Yavoy, Faitesh, it means that we're not going along. You have to have all the Jews all over the world have to go along with this Takana of when Rosh Chodesh is and when Yom Tov is. So that's Al Pi Pashtus what you have to say. That even the Jews who live in Chutzpah are also down with these things. A lot of times, I think Rav Soloveitchik, when he developed an idea, he had already published all of these things. When he gave a shiur, he didn't say everything that he had to say on this topic. It's not that he didn't develop the whole idea, he had developed it already, he had printed it already. The shiur is only so long, so he's not bechayav to say everything that he has in mind to say. So, on these different occasions, one Yartzat Shiri spoke about Yalav Yalav, one Yartzat Shiri spoke about Ritzei, you forgot, Bench Mezumin, if you got, you don't bench over. Rashi's tshuva, three people benched on Shabbos, they all forgot to say they don't bench over. That was a different shiur. On another occasion, he spoke about Kiddush HaChodesh. But if you put them all together, everything is consistent over here. That's why he had to adopt the Shita Sarajbo, B'Shem HaRaivet, that even Moyadim also need Kiddush Bezin. And that's why he couldn't accept the Psak HaRamoah, who quotes this Sofik Brachas L'Ankel by the tour. That if the Chazan says, the Vachatik Yishmon Esrei on Shabbos Yom Tov, that the Ramah says you don't have to daven over. He said, it's impossible. According to the way he understood this Gemara by Yalav Yavah and davening. So he had to fill in all the missing gaps by taking a stand on all these things. A good Yom Tov, everybody. Good. Good to see you.